Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ash, Sissy, and James with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, sparks flew out of the fuselage of a light plane last night after it had to make an emergency landing at the Gold Coast Airport. The pilot raised an alarm after it was evident that the aircraft's landing gear stopped working. The pilot circled the Coolangatta Airport last night, attempting to reduce the chance of ignition by burning fuel until the aircraft safely landed with no injuries to passengers or pilots. A group of Queensland Olympians and Paralympians penned an open letter to Premier Stephen Miles, imploring him to reconsider the venues for the Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games. An excerpt from the letter states that a main stadium with a capacity of 40,000 people would be an embarrassment. Paralympians are also stating that the government has lost sight of the legacy and claimed that they had left Paralympians out of the conversation completely. The Premier has knocked back the plea and has stood by his decision, stating that I can't spend billions more on stadiums no matter how many swimmers ask me to.
In national news, 19 people have died in road incidents across Australia this Easter weekend. The death toll marks the most deadly Easter long weekend in recent Western Australian history. Six of these deaths were motorcyclists. This brings the death toll on Australian roads this year up to 319 as of April 1st. The Albanese government has appointed Samantha Mostyn as Australia's 28th Governor-General, who will be sworn in on the 1st of July, succeeding David Hurley. The PM describes her as a modern and optimistic leader for our modern and optimistic nation. Mostyn was appointed Officer for the Order of Australia in 2021 for distinguished service to business, community and women.
In international news, an Australian-born woman was killed after an Israeli missile struck her team as they distributed food to famished Palestinians. Israel PM Netanyahu admitted that the strike was unintentional and is expected to speak with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today. The Melbourne-born Zomi Francom was working for the World Central Kitchen in a team of seven others, all of whom were killed in the attack. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected medium of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.